pledge allegiance to the flag of
the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, justice for all.
Thoughts in union as we work to enrich the lives of our residents. Let our deliberations be free of rancor, filled with the concern of others rather than ourselves. Let us plan beyond the obvious that we might protect our neighbor from the unintended consequences of shallow thought. Let us remember we are the people's servant, not they ours. Let us proceed in peace.
Good evening. I would like to call tonight's adjourned September meeting for January 5th, 2021 at 6 p.m. to order. May I have a roll call, please?
Present.
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Mr. Gangler?
Here.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Grader?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Coble?
Here. Here. I can't hear you, Debbie.
Thank you. With a quorum being present, may I have a motion to approve the agenda as written?
Second.
By Kokel, seconded by Gangler. Roll call, please.
Ms. Sussage?
Yes.
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
I can't hear Debbie.
I turn it off and turn it back on.
I can't hear anything that's happening in the meeting.
We're fixing it.
Ms. Flowers?
There we go.
Aye.
Hold on, I got to rearrange. Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
All ayes, thank you. Special recognition. May I have a motion to approve a proclamation acknowledging January 13th, 2021 as the 100th anniversary of the Realtor Association of the Fox Valley and declaring January 13th, 2021 as Realtor Association of the Fox Valley Day in Kendall County, Illinois.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by DeBolt, seconded by Kokel. And I will take a moment to read this this proclamation as well. And I want to recognize Christine Hyman. Thank you for coming out today as well. Whereas the Aurora Real Estate Board was chartered on January 13, 1921, and whereas the Elgin Real Estate Board was chartered on January 17, 1924, and whereas the Fox Valley Board of Realtors was chartered on May 9, 1946, and whereas the Tri-County Board of Realtors was chartered on November 15, 1960, and whereas the Greater Aurora Association of Realtors and the Tri-County Board of Realtors merged to form the Aurora Tri-County Association of Realtors on May 5, 2000, and whereas the Elgin Area Association of Realtors and the Fox Valley Association of Realtors merged to form the Realtor Association of the Fox Valley on November 8, 2001, and whereas the Realtor Association of the Fox Valley and the Aurora Tri-County Association of Realtors merged on May 18, 2010, retaining the name of Realtor Association of the Fox Valley, and whereas the Realtor Association of the Fox Valley and its predecessor entities has been serving its members and the citizens of Cook, Kane, Kendall, and DeKalb counties in the state of Illinois and working to enhance the professionalism in the real estate industry since its inception. And whereas the Realtor Association of the Fox Valley has been a longtime ardent advocate working with government officials at the local, state, and national levels to promote and protect private property rights. And whereas the Realtor Association of the Fox Valley cultivates relationships with local businesses and is actively engaged in the economies of the communities in which its realtor and business partner members operate. And whereas the Realtor Association of the Fox Valley and its realtor and business partner members serve the citizens and stimulate the improvement of the aforementioned communities, and now therefore, we, the Kendall County Board, do hereby acknowledge January 13th, 2021 as the 100th anniversary of the Realtor Association of the Fox Valley and declare January 13th, 2021 as Realtor Association of the Fox Valley Day in Kendall County, dated this 5th day of January 2021. That very the realtors do so much for our community and are so involved, and they're, as much as we are selling our county, they are also selling our county, and thankful for all that you guys do. I think there might be a realtor on our board. Dan, are you still a realtor? So I can recognize that too.
Well, I just want to thank you for recognizing our association. We're very excited about celebrating 100 years. I've been on the task force for 2 years working up to this event, so we're glad it's here. We had a gala plan for the 13th, but of course it had to be postponed. We're working on a video. It should be done in a couple days, and it's bringing us through the last 100 years and what it looked like, real estate throughout the years. Like homes advertised with electric and indoor plumbing in the 1920s. And some of the programs that we're doing throughout this year, we're doing 100 acts of service. So we'll be highlighting real estate offices, doing charity work or service for their community. And another program we're gonna do is 100 Realtors Who Care, which 100 realtors will put in $100 each, and then they will decide what charity or organization that $10,000 will go to. So we've got events going on throughout the year, and we're hoping at some point during the year that we can get together. So we really appreciate you recognizing us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming out, and we look forward to a day where we can celebrate this and hopefully be sooner than later.
Right. So
appreciate it. Mr. Kokel.
I'm Christine. I know you're active with the board up there and everything. How many realtors are in the a member of the board now?
In roughly? Ours is 1,743 in our association.
Roughly, how many do you think are in Kane to Kendall County?
We're mainly
right.
Kane and Kendall.
Mainly Kendall.
But some of those are, you can be a member of any association.
Right. I know. So, but how many are in Kendall or a member of your association?
Of our association, it's 1,743.
Gotcha.
So
quite a few. Good.
Yeah. Main Street is a little bit larger
sure.
than ours. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we, you know, merge with other associations mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So it's kind of.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming out. And can I have a roll call on that, please?
Okay.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
All eyes. Thank you. And thanks again, Christine. And thanks to our realtors. Public comment. Consent agenda. May I have a motion to approve the consent
Moved.
Agenda? A motion
second.
By Sessage, seconded by Gangler. Roll call.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Wise, thank you. Old business? New business. We have a motion to approval of a letter requesting the release and disbursement of $157,514 from the Land Cash Fund into the Kendall County Forest Preserve District's Land Cash Fund, Fund 1910. So motion by Gilmore, seconded by Gangler. And to be clear on this, by us releasing it to the Forest Preserve, there's not that that's completely acceptable to do that yeah. without them having it earmarked directly for a yeah. Purchase. Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Mr. Kokel, Ms. Sessage?
The,
The issue with land cash typically is that you would use land cash to purchase land. And by putting or giving this over to the Forest Preserve, for what purpose is it to do that? Okay. Not for operations, not for anything else.
Yeah, please, Ms. Gilmore.
Yes, Amy, it's going to be used for purchase, and then that purchase is grant funded, so when the grant reimbursement comes back to the Forest Preserve, it will go back into the land cash fund.
So if the grant purchase or if the grants are frozen for the state for this next year, feasibly, is that going to cause an issue?
If that were to happen, it would just stay in the land cash fund.
Okay.
Because it can only be used for land acquisition.
Okay.
Mr. Kokol and Mr. DeBolt.
I guess this is kind of towards Judy and Mr. Weiss. Did we get an email the other day from one of your assistants about this subject? Was that directly with this land cash?
Yes.
So, Judy, are we purchasing another piece of land with $157,000?
Yes. I think that decision was made earlier when you were not on the board.
What piece of land are we purchasing for
$157,000? It's part of Reservation Woods.
It's a total amount of $157,000?
No, it isn't. It's a little more than that, and then the grant reimbursement is a little less than the transfer.
Okay, so this has nothing to do with going from one fund to another to fund the Forest Preserve between February and June?
No.
That we were talking about?
If I understand your question.
In a week ago?
Did you want to say something?
It's two different subjects. Would that be correct to say?
Mr. Weiss?
I can't hear anything.
Me either.
The echo in the room, we had to gate them pretty close.
Now?
Good? Yes.
They're not answering, so it's not done.
No, sir.
There you go. You have to be able to hear yourself.
Great.
That's better.
Like that.
Okay. So, yes, it does go to fund that process during that time frame, to get it from here to June, but also that money can only be earmarked and used for land cash purposes. It has to go to that fund. They will use that money to purchase the property if the grant comes through. Again, if the grant doesn't come through, then you got a bigger issue. But the grant will come through, and the grant comes back and it's reimbursed. That grant money then must go back to the land cash fund purpose. It can't be used for something else. And that was the sum and substance of the email to allow it to transfer. I mean, it's more of a Forest Preserve question. The county's just authorizing the release, but since you're the same people, different boards. But yes.
So questions on that.
Yep.
And it's legal. Everything's good.
It's legal as long as it's used for those purposes.
Okay.
It's a legal
Thank
transfer
you.
To do so. Yes.
Brian and then Amy.
I think Dan asked several of the questions I had concerns with. When I read the email from Eric Weiss's office, I just wanted to concur that we weren't doing something that was illegal, because the way the email sounds is if you use those monies for anything other than land purchase, that was an illegal use of the monies. Is that correct, Eric?
That's correct, and that's why we sent the email that it's got to be used for that specific purpose. You can't use it and then say, well, now we want to use it for, to buy a pickup truck. You couldn't
gotcha.
Do that. It has to be specifically for that purpose, and it will be earmarked, it was my understanding, and put in that fund by Ms. Furco just for that purpose.
Okay, so there's no other way that they could spend the money than the organization could spend the money
you can't,
other than that?
Not legally, no.
No.
Correct.
And that's why I asked the questions, and I had called Mr. Greider to ask those same exact questions to shore up that we were making a motion to approve the monies to get to the Forest Preserve, but we wanted to make sure that it was going to be earmarked or used only for that purpose so that we wouldn't be in trouble.
Yeah, legally it can only be, you can change your motion if you choose, but legally that's the only purpose it can be used for.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
So I think a lot of the confusion too comes from the fact that obviously we're having some budgetary issues over at Forest Preserve. But let's just say we didn't pass the transfer. Mr. Weiss, what would then happen?
I mean,
If we didn't approve the transfer.
The county didn't approve?
Yeah.
I honestly don't know the answer to that question.
Okay.
I don't know because the authorization still has to come from the county
sure.
to release the funds. If it's for a specific purpose that the Forest Preserve, and again, I know you're the same entity, mm-hmm. but that the Forest Preserve wants and needs will use it for that purpose, I guess, in essence, without doing much research, the Forest Preserve would sue the county to
okay.
get an authorization to release the funds.
Okay. Because in the past, wouldn't we have just had Jill just make the transfer for the purchase before?
Not for land cash, I don't believe so, because land cash does require
okay.
the authorization, but for other trends, yes,
okay.
it would be.
Okay.
Mr. Kellogg?
I guess I need a history lesson a little bit. Is typically this transfer happened after or just prior to a closing date when there's an exact number, or has it been moved in a lump sum before? I mean, I'm trying to figure out what the typical...
To be honest, Matt, I don't recall the last time we transferred the money, so I don't know which...
Judy can answer this.
Judy may know. I don't know that the answer.
As far as I know, we have never asked for a transfer. We haven't used the money before.
My recollection was back when we first got on the board to use for Fox River Bluffs. Do you remember that, Dan?
That could be.
Yeah, so we haven't done it.
I remember voting on it, though, to transfer it over. Yeah. Maybe we did.
We would have.
I believe, it's been a long time, but yeah. it does require the county to approve the release of the funds.
I just don't know if the transfer in the past had been tied to an exact closing amount or if it was just a general number. Why 157?
There's nothing negative or nothing illegal about transferring it to the Forest Preserve as long as it's held in their land cash fund. Is that right?
That's correct. And as long as it's used for that purpose when it's transferred over. The county's just authorizing the transfer. The real liability will come from the Forest Preserve if it doesn't use it for that purpose. So you're doing what's being asked by another governmental body. You've got a good faith basis to do it as the county. Pretty simple. When it comes to the Forest Preserve and you switch hats, now you have that responsibility of following what the law says regarding it.
Any other questions on this item?
Question.
Oh, Mrs. Oh.
Maybe just, one more thing to clarify. Ordinarily, in a transfer of funds, Jill would just transfer it. But I don't know why this is different, that we have to actually write the letter to the county for the transfer. So that's why this is on the agenda tonight, and then it'll be on the Forest Preserve agenda as well. So
yeah.
It's just a little different.
Yeah. So. Mr. DeBolt?
The only other question I would have is if the $157,514 is being transferred into the Forest Preserve funds, and we're talking about Reservation Woods, is this money earmarked for that particular project?
Yes, it is.
So that way then, as we vote, whichever way we vote, we know that this money will go towards that particular project?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Roll call.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
All ayes. Thank you. Standing committee reports. There are none right now, but I know, Mr. DeBolt, you wanted to give an update on the county office building?
Talking with Jim Smiley, he had a meeting this morning. They're probably 95-97% complete. He's hoping that we'll be able to use that in the middle of February. Is that my understanding, Scott?
The hope is to resume meetings in February. They're working through the technology, and then we'll have training.
Yes.
But most of the furniture, carpet, and all that is installed, so the hope is to be back in there. But as I've learned in my past with technology, we'll hope we get it working right, but there may be some kinks, so we got to make sure we got it right.
And, Mr. Chairman, I have another item, and this question, maybe, Scott, you can answer it. We were talking about a contingency in the HVAC projects going on this spring and summer. Is that something that we vote on tonight?
No, that was forwarded from the Facilities Committee last night. The agenda was already posted for the county board, so that'll be at the next county board meeting.
Okay. Just so everybody knows, and you guys already know because you've been on the board, Jim Smiley and his crew have really done a lot of good work, and they are busy. They're very busy. So, yeah. So, thank you.
Brian, Mr. Gangler.
Mr. DeBolt, is there any update on the assistant director's position? I know they're going to start moving forward
yes.
with that.
They had about 70 responses to that position. They've narrowed it down to 15. out of the 70, and the and now they're working on narrowing that again. If that, am I understood that correctly?
They're narrowing down the candidates. There'll be interviews with Jim Smiley and Matt Kinsey, the IT and facilities director. We'll be doing interviews here, scheduling those shortly.
Yep.
Special committee reports, Mr. Prochaska. Do you have any updates? As long as you're here.
Mr. Chairman, the United Counties Council of Illinois is continuing its policy of not having any in-person meetings for the foreseeable future. As of right now, the annual legislative reception down in Springfield will not be occurring. ISACO, same thing, no. Everything in ISACO right now is status quo until they figure out a solution to COVID. With UCCI, they are going to continue doing their monthly meetings remotely. And the National Association of Counties are continuing with a remote-only policy. They just postponed the legislative conference for the year.
Thank you. And it's with regret that the ISACO Board of Directors bumped our representative from Kendall County off of the executive board.
And what about UCCI?
Well, we regained that spot, Mr. Chairman, with one of our reps.
They elected the chair from Lake County, so we lost the seat altogether. Yeah.
Stop doing that.
Mr.
Had to leave
Keppel.
Us, Matt.
Just want an update from NACO. I just wanted to say one of the reasons that people ask sometimes why we pay the dues, and NACO has been paid by UCCI the past couple of years, but some of the value in that is that we got a breakdown of the most recent stimulus package and how that relates to county government pretty quickly after the extremely long bill was passed.
Our next UCCI meeting?
End of the month, last Monday.
Okay.
Other business? Chairman's report. I may have a motion to appoint Mike Nadeau, Little Rock Fox Fire District, 3-year term.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by DeBolt, seconded by Sesich. Well, I thought I would do these separate because of the special occasion. and I know that Mike Nadeau was what you all were waiting for.
He was the principal of Plano High School for several years, and he's been involved with the fire district on the ambulance board. And so he has knowledge of protocol on that in the fire service. So I think he'd be a great candidate for that spot.
Thank you. Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore.
Yes.
Mr. Greider.
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg.
Yes.
Mr. Kokel.
Yes.
Ms. Vickers.
Yes.
Sesich.
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt.
Yes.
Flowers.
Aye.
Mr. Gangler.
Yes.
All ayes. Thank you. Now, for the moment we've been waiting for.
Silence.
Hold on, Ruben. We're putting you front and center on the big screen there.
How cute he is.
How are you?
Can I have a motion to approve Ruben Rodriguez, Kendall County Board, 2-year term, expiring November 2022?
So moved.
Motion by everyone, but I'm going to pick Kokel, second Sesich.
That's not nice.
And can I have a roll call? Well, you know what? Ruben, why don't you talk about yourself for a minute? Tell us about the various boards and commissions that you've been on.
Oh, wow. You want to pick something boring right off the bat, maybe? No, just kidding. I've been a part of the Regional Planning Commission here in Kendall for the past few years. It's been an awesome experience, and I got appointed by John Shaw, and I used to go have coffee with him every Saturday morning. And one morning, he said, "Hey, I want to appoint you," because Vern Poppin had left the position, and it's been really cool. I really enjoyed that, and it was my first time being involved in any kind of city government, so that was really good. And so I guess that's where everything started. And I've been I recently got put on the police commission board here for Yorkville City, so that's something I'm doing as well. And of course the ethics commission, I'm also a member of that.
All right.
But on another note too, I'm really humbled by this. And Scott, I'm just when you gave me a call, I was kind of taken back. I really I've always admired all of you because I know this is a very difficult job. I felt like right now I'm feeling like I took a helicopter to the top of the mountain when all of you have been using ropes and everything else to climb it, you know. And this is just such an honor. I'm really looking forward to just learning from all of you what this process involves. And my biggest thing has always been that, and just the way I've lived my life, is I care about people. And I know I'm in the banking industry and everything else, but in the end, my biggest passion is people. And I know a lot of these decisions are very, very difficult. But together as a team, I know that that's what it takes. It takes all of us to come up with ideas, you know? And so I'm really honored, to tell you the truth, to be here and being appointed to this just really, really special position. So thank you.
Thank you. May I have a roll call, please? Oh, Ms. Sesich, thank you.
So,
for the roll call, let's prolong it.
Well, we don't want to just, you know, go out without a bang here. So I had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Ruben Rodriguez with Mr. Shaw, I think the first time, and then we also did serve on the Ethics Commission together. You could not have chosen or asked a better person to be on this board. And, you know, Ruben, you say it's an honor to serve with us. When Scott told me that he was talking to you about it, and I was like, oh my gosh, that would be so awesome, but there's just no way he's going to do it. There's just no way. So because I know how busy you are, you have a beautiful family, you have a busy life, and this just seemed like it was not going to be something you would want to do. So I was so overjoyed to hear that you were wanting to be a part of this. So you know, when you look at local politics and governing, you want people that love their community, you want people that want to do the right thing, and you are absolutely that person. So thank you for agreeing to do it. Thank you for being a part of our motley crew here. And please don't hesitate to ask questions, and you know, always call me first before all these other guys.
Calling me first, and then call the rest of us for the real answer.
I'm happy about that. Your choice, Mr. Chairman, is understated. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Any other comments? May I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
All ayes. Welcome to the board, Ruben.
Hey.
Member Rodriguez.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So with that, we're going to throw you right in. could I have a motion to approve the addition of Ruben Rodriguez to the Health and Environment Committee, the Animal Control Committee, the Labor and Grievance Committee, and Law, Justice, and Legislation Committee? Motion by Sesich.
Second.
Seconded by Kokel. Roll call, please.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes. All ayes. Thank you. Mr. Keppel.
Mr. Smiley's on the line to give an update on the solar project.
Mr. Rodriguez able to participate now as a member?
Yes.
You're able to now participate, Ruben. And if you have any questions on anything, you may feel free to ask them. And first up, though, we're going to have Jim Smiley, who is our facilities director, give us an update on the solar project for the county. Mr. Smiley.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
We can.
Okay. Production started on December 10th. Scott brought it up here on the screen. So if you click on where it says current power, click down to energy produced. That shows you what it's done so far in January. So if you hover over that last bar, it'll show you what it actually did today. So it did 2,153 kilowatt hours of production today. Today was slightly overcast and could have some snow on the cells, but you can see, you know, our high there is 3,500, and if you go back to December, you'll see that our highest day was around 6,200. Yes, there you go. So you can see that, I think it was, yeah, 6,200 there. And then you see that first day on the 10th, we only did about 500, and they were still doing testing and stuff on that day. So at the chart at the top there, just to interpret some of that data, basically everything's kind of calculated off the CO2 reduction. So it can, in the middle there, it shows 11.24 thousand kilograms of CO2 reduction this month, and a total of 61.1K since it went on. And to relate that to trees, it would take for this month 58 trees to clean the air that much, and for the total while it's been on so far, 367.57 trees. So to just give you some idea of the green energy, you know, produced, so you don't have to burn coal or natural gas or any kind of fossil fuel for that. To give you an idea, we use about 6 million kilowatt hours per year in our facilities. This was supposed to generate about half of our needs or reduce our costs around $160,000 a year. So those are the major, you know, things that I have at this point. They're still working to refine this. I've asked them to see if we could get some other, you know, relatable data that, you know, everybody would kind of know, like how many homes does this do? And I just looked online really quick, and from 2017, it showed about 28.9 kilowatt hours for an average home. So for what we did today, that would have powered about 72 homes, just to give you some idea, you know, from that standpoint as well.
Thanks, Jim. Any questions on this, Ms. Sesich?
Is this already hooked up then to the courthouse?
And it's what? Hooked up to the courthouse, public safety, and the health department.
So, and is it going to extend then to animal control and any of the other corners?
No, it's only going, it had to be for certain buildings that could that used a certain amount of power, and those three qualified for it, so it was sized to be able to do the production for those buildings.
Okay.
Mr. Keppel.
And we're going to make this dashboard available to the public and on our website once we've refined it. Like Jim had mentioned, we'll get our logos and everything cleaned up on there and get some good data so people can tune in to see what it looks like. And then we're also planning a ribbon cutting in the spring to get everybody out there, hopefully in a much safer environment and warmer environment.
Thank you.
Nice work, Jim.
Thank you.
Public comment. Questions from the press. No need for executive session. Mr. Rodriguez, would you like to make a motion to adjourn?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
Motion by Rodriguez, seconded by DeBolt. Roll call, please.
Focal.
Yes.
I guess Mr. Rodriguez? Put you in there. Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore? Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
All right, we are adjourned. Thank you.
And then, Ruben, if you can stay on the line, we use this same meeting for Forest Preserve, which will start in a couple of minutes.
All right.